Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 44. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. O God, we have heard it with our own ears. Our ancestors have told us of all you did in their day, in days long ago. You drove out the pagan nations by your power and gave all the land to our ancestors. You crushed their enemies and set our ancestors free. They did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you loved them. You are my king and my God. You command victories for Israel. Only by your power can we push back our enemies. Only in your name can we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword to save me. You are the one who gives us victory over our enemies. You disgrace those who hate us. O God, we give glory to you all day long and constantly praise your name. Interlude, but now you have tossed us aside in dishonor. You no longer lead our armies to battle. You make us retreat from our enemies and allow those who hate us to plunder our land. You have butchered us like sheep and scattered us among the nations. You sold your precious people for a pittance, making nothing on the sale. You let our neighbors mock us. We are an object of scorn and derision to those around us. You have made us the butt of their jokes. They shake their heads at us in scorn. We can't escape the constant humiliation. Shame is written across our faces. All we hear are the taunts of our mockers. All we see are our vengeful enemies. All this has happened though we have not forgotten you. We have not violated your covenant. Our hearts have not deserted you. We have not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in the jackal's desert home. You have covered us with darkness and death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread our hands in prayer to foreign gods, God would surely have known it, for he knows the secrets of every heart. But for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. Wake up, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Get up. Do not reject us forever. Why do you look the other way? Why do you ignore our suffering and oppression? We collapse in the dust, lying face down in the dirt. Rise up. Help us. Ransom us because of your unfailing love. Once again, that was in Psalms chapter 44, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Sometimes we think complaining to God is not allowed, but the authors of the Psalms don't think that at all. They know they can pour out their complaints to the Lord on high. There is great theology going on here. The psalmist is crying out because he has been faithful to his covenant promise, from what we just read in verse 17. He is calling on God to be faithful as well, to bless the people who follow him. This is asking the Lord to be true to his character. God is faithful, always. The author is not crying out because he has no faith, but because he knows who God truly is. This is faith, even when it seems that God is not moving. Faith trusts that God will always be who he truly is, faithful. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. This faith is what gets us through the hard times, the complaining times, and the times of doubt. And yes, we can bring our complaints to God. What complaints can you release to God today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.